The sixth World Schools Sevens tournament takes place at Auckland's Pakuranga Rugby Club this weekend, with some of the best school-aged talent in the Motu on display. For the first time, a New Zealand Asian Barbarians team has been entered, and they've managed to get a bona fide Sevens legend to help them out. Rugby reporter Joe Porter has more.
The competition started in 2016 when Rugby Australia wanted to develop their high school sevens players and asked New Zealand Rugby if they wanted to create an event. NZR declined with their focus on the Rio Olympics, but World Schools Sevens organiser Phil Gaze heard about the conversation and took matters into his own hands.
So I rang up the Aussies and said I'll organise a game against the New Zealand schoolboys and schoolgirls, and they said, yep, sounds fantastic. Then reached out to different ethnic communities. I had friends who were Fijian, Samoans, Tongans, and they said, hey, we'd like to enter a team as well. And before you knew it, we had 10 teams competing in 2016.
And the talent at that inaugural tournament was impressive.
Hoskins Satutu, Karen All Black, Scott Gregory in place of the Highlanders in New Zealand Sevens, Billy Karoi, Highlanders in New Zealand Sevens. There's also a boy called Dara Lingi who played for the New Zealand Fijian team, who went on to not only captain Fiji but then picked up a medal at the Tokyo Olympics. There's also the current Australian women's captain.
Gaze says the World Schools Sevens has grown year on year, and before COVID they had 17 teams from around the world that join about two dozen New Zealand-based sides. But with Aotearoa's borders closed, this year's tournament will have 20 teams, including a Samoan, Tongan, Niuean, Cook Islands and Fijian side made up of entirely New Zealand-based players. The Warriors Rugby League Club have entered a team, and the very first New Zealand Asian Barbarians side has been created.
It's probably a first, you know, to have a New Zealand Asian side actually playing within a New Zealand tournament. From a New Zealand rugby perspective, probably may even open up their eyes to go, wow, there's so many Asian players that are playing rugby in New Zealand, and to give them an opportunity.
Gaze says the tournament gives players a chance to represent their country of heritage.
Kids get to play for their culture, and they get to experience their culture. They often go into camp for a week, so it's an amazing time for them to go back to the roots of their parents. It's a pretty special week for a lot of them.
And the Asian Barbarians will be able to access a wealth of Sevens knowledge, with former New Zealand coach and Sevens legend Sir Gordon Titchens joining the team's coaching group. He says it's a great experience.
A little bit of history, and I mean, there's the Samoans, they've got a team, and Tonga, Fiji, and of course with this Asian team as well, it does make it really, really exciting.
It's also exciting for the players, including 18-year-old Geordie Viljoen of Hastings Boys High.
100%, it's a pretty special moment to get the Asian heritage out there, and you know, hopefully we do well in the tournament, and hopefully get a girls team in next year.
He says meeting Sir Gordon is something he'll never forget.
That was an unreal moment, just seeing him in person. You don't even have to be around him for long. You just have so much respect for him. Can really see the boys all focus when he's talking. And it's a real special moment to get coached by him.
And while Viljoen has his sights set on higher honours, he plays the game for a simple reason.
Everyone who goes hard in sevens would love to play for All Black Sevens or whatever culture they're from. So, you know, that'll be one of my goals. But being able to say you have fun playing footy is probably the main thing.
The tournament gets underway tomorrow, with the male and female cup finals played on Sunday afternoon.